gets colder. My eyes grow thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life.
Good afternoon. This is Evelyn Pringle. Welcome to Focus on the Facts. Today we're going to discuss the disturbing story of Pizzagate, revealed by WikiLeaks. Pizzagate has led to the ongoing investigation into the worldwide pedophile and human trafficking network, which is spreading like wildfire. Unfortunately, many people have yet to catch wind of exactly what the most essential pieces of this story are, or the most important characters, and the implications involved. As usual, mainstream media is either blackballing the story entirely or writing propagandized hit pieces on the topic, attempting to slander the evidence and sway the public from looking deeper into the Washington pedophile network and the politicians involved. Sex trafficking is the modern-day human slavery. It is a $35 billion a year industry, and the politicians in the U.S. who control this industry will kill to protect this business. There have been many high-profile cases involving the pedophile network in the U.S., as well as satanic occult rituals involving Washington politicians, long before the current Pizzagate scandal broke out. One of the most prevalent cases is the Franklin scandal. The documentary on the Franklin scandal, titled Conspiracy of Silence, was listed for viewing in the TV Guide magazine to be aired on the Discovery Channel on May 3, 1994. The documentary exposed a network of Washington politicians and religious leaders who flew children to Washington for sex orgies. They kidnapped these children and flew them to Washington for sex orgies. At the last minute before airing, unknown congressmen threatened the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation if the documentary was aired. Almost immediately, the rights to the documentary were purchased by unknown persons who ordered all copies destroyed. Many of the kidnapped children were also auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas and Toronto, Canada, and suffered the indignity of wearing nothing but their underwear and a number displayed on a piece of cardboard hanging from their necks when they were auctioned off. A copy of the videotape was furnished anonymously to former Nebraska State Senator and attorney John DeCamp, who wrote a book on the Franklin scandal. I posted the documentary on my Facebook page for people who are interested in the story. If the Franklin scandal had been exposed and investigated, many of the politicians sitting in Washington today would have been sent to prison for life, and we might not be discussing the satanic pedophile network exposed by WikiLeaks last month. My guest today is Amy James, longtime advocate for children's rights and in the battle against the poisoning of our children with psychiatric drugs and vaccines. I posted many articles and videos on my Facebook page to refer to during our discussion of this. So I want to welcome Amy to the show and have her give a little bit about her background as an advocate for children's rights. Welcome, Amy.
Hey, Evelyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Thanks for having me on.
If it wasn't reporting on
I've been friends with Evelyn for probably, 10 years, almost maybe 8 or 9 years. And we've done a lot of work together exposing the over-medicating of children, over-medicating of mothers in this country, and we've both fought the Mothers Act together, so that's how we got to know each other. And I've been following this Pizzagate story pretty closely, and it's one of the most upsetting things I've ever seen in my entire life. It gives me nightmares, but I'll be more than happy to help spread the word.
Right. It gives you nightmares. And, you know, and this is the problem, Amy. This network is so evil, and, you know, and it's satanic, and it is so evil in the things that they do that people can't get their heads around it. I mean, it's so disgusting that people can't stand to look at these videos or read what they're doing, you know. And I think this plays into the my phone got cut off, you know, and I was afraid of that when we'd be discussing this because, you know, the media is really blocking this story. You know, Facebook is censoring, Twitter, all of them are really trying to block this story. And, of course, it's the biggest criminal scandal in U.S. history.
Yeah, well, for many days now, they've been deleting articles and taking down entire websites of people that have been publishing this information. There was one I saw today where someone had to remove a screenshot that they had taken on someone's Twitter account, or they wouldn't even be allowed to reopen their own website.
Right.
This was an independent journalist.
And I was afraid when I started, you know, telling people that I was going to have it on Pizzagate that this would happen, and you know that they would interfere with the phone calls, and then you were cut off too once I got back on. So,
yep.
So who are we protecting here? Who are these pedophiles in Washington that they're protecting?
Well, it makes you think about the, all of the whistleblowers from Julian Assange to Edward Snowden and the National Defense Act and all these Patriot Act laws that where they can just listen to any phone conversation, they can go shut down anything on the internet that they want to, and it's pretty crazy compared to what I thought America was like when I was growing up.
Oh, right. It's very different, very different. And I mean, and they, you know, Facebook and Twitter, they monitor everything, and I'm telling you, they watch every stroke I make on Facebook. I'm telling you, I can post articles that they will change the picture of the article. Like one time I was posting one about Obama, and the article made him look really bad, how, you know, he should have looked for this article. I forget what it was even about. But they changed the picture.
Yeah.
For the article.
Well, there was another guy, the CEO of Reddit, who got caught and admitted to going on and changing everyone's comments on his own website. So that all the comments they were making against him, he changed the wording so that it looked like they were talking badly to one of the admins. This is just, like, left and right. It's happening everywhere. And like you said on Facebook, there's, like, a group I'm in where I tried to post news to, and I was posting Pizzagate stuff every day. And suddenly this group is now being moderated, and none of my posts are getting through. They're all being, like,
really?
Set for approval. None of them ever get approved.
Right. Well, you know, I have talked about this, that world leaders are running a worldwide pedophile network, you know, and this is the thing. This breaks out. I mean, this hits everybody. This hits, I mean, the royal family, all the world leaders, in the UK, I don't know how many, Australia, all the world leaders are controlling this pedophile network, and they're all participating, and they're Satanists, and the Satanism that is going on in this country on our TVs and everything, it's just blatant right out there in the open. And what gets me so mad about this stuff, now, you know it started with WikiLeaks released emails from John Podesta, Hillary's campaign manager, but he was also the chief of staff to Bill Clinton, and he was an advisor to Obama, you know, and they're all about this sex trafficking. And they use the code words in there. They have that the FBI has identified as code words that pedophiles use. And that's how they found it out. I mean, there was like 600 and some thousand emails to go through. Well, the investigators figured it out, and they put in the pedophile code words for sex with children. Like pizza is sex with girls, and hot dogs is boys. And cheesy pizza is little girls. And there's all code words for this. So what they did was they put in these plant words, you know, and then just searched the emails for those. And that's how they were able to come up, by setting the system up, come up with all the emails that showed this.
Yeah, not only that, but there's symbols that pedophiles use that is in an unclassified FBI document that was released, graphical symbols. And these are symbols that were actually being mimicked in the menus of some of these restaurants where they believe the child sex trafficking parties are taking place, and where these people are meeting each other. I don't know exactly, like, for sure that they're doing anything in these restaurants, but there's Comet Pizza, and then there's Vesta Pizza. They're like two doors down from each other. The Comet Pizza has the Boy Love logo, and then the Vesta Pizza has the Girl Love, or something that's reversed, or Child Love or whatever, but they use these logos, and then they use these code words, hot dog, pizza, cheese, pasta, ice cream, walnut, map, and sauce, all these weird code words for child sex and prostitutes, and a walnut is a person of color, and then sauce is an orgy, and they talk about this throughout all these emails. And what's even worse is that the one about spirit cooking was brought up, and I had never heard of spirit cooking before, but apparently these spirit cooking parties are going on, and they love to do their little sex parties with children and then have their satanic rituals right afterwards, or else they do it together.
Right. Tell people about the spirit cooking. What is in that concoction?
Well, there's a woman who is like the high priestess of this group or whatever. She's like a high-level Satanist, and she copies this Aleister Crowley ritual called spirit cooking. They take a mixture of blood, which is either pig's blood or placenta blood or God knows what else, what other kind
or
of blood they're using.
Blood.
Menstrual
mm-hmm.
blood, semen, breast milk, and I think urine. They mix it together, and they either drink it with a spoon or they paint it all over themselves, the walls, effigies of babies.
Right.
There's a photo you can find online of Lady Gaga standing next to Marina Abramovic. They're drinking this mixture off of a pretend or, I don't know, maybe real dead lady who's, like, naked, laying in this
right.
tub. And they're drinking right. this blood mixture with a spoon off of her. It's so creepy.
Right. All these emails, and they're copied to other people and things, too. And these are rich, rich people. And all they sit there and talk about is having hot dogs and pizza. You know, or like Tony Podesta saying, can you get a pizza for an hour?
Yeah. You want me to bring by a pizza tonight? No time for pizza tonight. We don't need pizza tonight.
Right. Then there was one email where this guy writes that Obama, for a party at the White House, spent $65,000 in tax dollars, the guy wrote in the email even, to fly in hot dogs and pizza for a private party at the White House. How much does pizza and hot dogs cost?
Right.
$65,000 of our tax dollars.
Man, they really like their hot dogs at the White House, I'm telling you. Yeah,
I don't want a hot dog or a pizza the rest of my life.
There was one email where they talk about delivering a box of children to people. That, I mean, obviously they're using their code word, but this is something like, you should be careful not to change long-held strategies. I thought the box had an unusual shape, and I was expecting to get, like, pasta, but inside was actually a delicious assortment of cheese, and I can't wait to demolish this cheese with my children and grandchildren when they get home. Like, oh, my God. Like, little girls in this box being delivered or packaged or something waiting to be, like, raped at this person's house. This one is... on WikiLeaks from it's from John Podesta to hms@sandlerfoundation.org, and he copies Mary Podesta. And then there's another one where this lady talks about bringing her children over to go get in a hot tub at
for
a party.
For their entertainment. For the men's entertainment. And how old were they?
How 7, old were 9, and 11.
Yeah, this is a mother.
Yeah.
He's saying this. She's going to offer up her children for their entertainment in a hot tub.
Yeah.
This is just so sick. It's just beyond belief. And that's
the worst stuff is on that Instagram account for Jeff Elefantis, Comet Pizza owner.
Right.
They've got all kinds of photos of, well, it's now private, but you can find the screenshots. They've got all kinds of photos of creepy-looking pictures of, like, children for sale, children being taped
right.
down to a table, and, like, children with pizza, and all these, like, obvious
photo codes. And foreign money in their mouth. A little baby with all these would be amounted to $1,000 bills here. Stuffed
yeah.
in her mouth.
And there's one of a picture of people engaging in, like, a 69-style sex act on top of a piece of pizza, which is one of the paintings he puts on his Instagram. And then there's
right.
a really disturbing one of this freezer room where they're calling it a kill room, talking
right.
about murder and joking about murder.
Right. Yeah, and they say all these restaurants there on both sides of the street, they figure they have underground tunnels under them. And this is
yeah.
what they've done in other when they're running other pedophile rings, you know. But all these charities they've set up all over the world, they're all for human trafficking. You know, in the Clintons down there in Haiti, and this is the part where I said in my opening that they'll murder, these politicians will murder anybody that tries to stop this business. Down in Haiti, the Clintons have a child trafficking racket going, and this young woman that was investigating it was just murdered last week, I think it was. You know, and she was investigating the Clinton Foundation's involvement in this child trafficking in Haiti.
Yeah, her name's Monica Peterson, and I put up a post on Twitter a couple of days ago or last night about her, and within a few minutes, some obviously fake account was harassing me, saying that that was the fake story, it's fake, it's all fake, and then, like, I went ahead and argued with this fake profile person for about 10 minutes, and before too long, I guess I made them mad enough that they were calling me all kinds of nasty names and saying I'm mentally ill. So apparently anyone that will post this information must be crazy and it's all fake.
Was this on Facebook?
On Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter? I don't go on there that much. I post things, but I don't go on there and chit-chat or nothing.
Yeah.
But Twitter and Facebook, they were supposed to start censoring it all, anything with Pizzagate in it.
Yeah, you know, well, this is someone that put up, like, a profile in October and only has, like, a few posts, and they're all obviously, like, you know, astroturfing type of posts where they're being paid to go harass people about Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or whatever.
Well, now, you know, and I get so mad because people accuse me of campaigning for Trump, you know, wanting him to be president and stuff. And that is in no way true. I mean, all through this, I have posted articles and videos on all of them. And I said Trump is a pedophile, too, you know, and his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. You know, Jeffrey Epstein is the head of the pedophile network, I think, in the U.S. You know, he had houses and condominiums and things all over the country, you know, and all the elite, you know, the owners of corporations, all the politicians, all the people in government agencies and everything – were flying around on his jet with him called the Lolita Express that had a bed on it for to have orgies with underage girls on it. Bill Clinton took 26 trips on Lolita Express.
People have told me I'm crazy for talking about that, but I have that manifest that you gave me the link to on my computer, and you can read through where it says William Jefferson Clinton on this flight log on Jeffrey Epstein's plane, like, over and over, his name is spelled out, and obviously Jeffrey Epstein's staff was instructed to do that and not just to write his initials, because it's all done for blackmail and for money, power plays. This is what they do to each other.
Well, sure, and this is it, see? They blackmail each other, and we're to the point now that all of Washington politicians are being blackmailed, and they go along with anything. People wonder why our politicians will pass laws and everything that, you know, are against everything that Americans want. You know, for instance, in California, passing that mandatory vaccine law, you know, that they do this because they're all being blackmailed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's gotten so bad that it's all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, Anthony Scalia was killed. He was blackmailed by Obama. They had all the goods from him on running a pedophile network, and what he would do was screen the people that would go on to be judges and things like this. And so they fill up our justice system with pedophiles, and so that if anybody, you know, in the international pedophile ring or anything gets arrested and has to go to court, well, it'll get dismissed or get, you know, thrown out, and they won't get any problems about it. You know, and Scalia was in charge of that. But anyhow, Obama got the goods on him. Veterans Today reported on this pretty thoroughly. And they called him to the White House before he was going to this hunting trip in Texas. And the hunting trip in Texas, what he was going to, was like a Bohemian Grove ranch. And what they do at those places is hunt kids. You know, they bring kids and then they set them loose and they have to try to run and hide and they hunt them. And when they find them, they either murder them or have sex with them, you know, and this is what was going on at that ranch. And anyhow, he was going down there, and well, the ranch is full of other pedophiles, so when he went down there and told them what Obama had on him, and I forget what Obama wanted from him, you know, something in the Supreme Court, and so he had a choice. Well, them pedophiles down there decided that if this blew open, they'd all be exposed, so they just murdered them.
You know, it makes me scared to even, report anyone. Like, if I were to report this to the FBI, if I knew, a real-life pedophile, for instance, and if I reported it to the FBI, I feel like I would become a target. I would become a target for my children to be taken away. They would just stick them in this pedophile, camp or whatever. You can't even do anything about it, really.
On the Child Protective Services, the social services are all involved in this human trafficking. There's 200,000 children in the U.S. go missing every year.
I think it's closer to 500,000.
Oh, it could be by now. Because they run free. They can do whatever they want.
That's the other thing about this Haiti woman, Laura Silsby, is someone that Hillary Clinton got off. She had tried to kidnap some children in Haiti during their crisis, and these children that she was trying to take were supposed to be for some Christian orphanage that she said she was running, but she actually wasn't running a Christian orphanage at all, and she got caught. And Hillary Clinton hired a convicted sex offender who was also an attorney to defend her and get her off. So Monica Peterson was investigating this Clinton Foundation sex trafficking ring, and then she was murdered the day after the election. But Laura Silsby is somehow connected to the Amber Alert system.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just set that up as to just throw people off, putting them pictures on milk cartons.
I don't know. It seems like it'd be a nice, convenient way to make sure you know if your kidnapper is in trouble or not, you know.
Sure. And, these people, these Satanists, get addicted to this blood. They traumatize these children during these rituals and everything, and then they kill them, and then they drink the blood, and they get addicted to this blood because it gives
also
them energy.
The menstrual blood and the placenta blood and the breast milk, these all have stem cells in them that can make you get high, so it makes sense that it would be addictive. But I've read about people that participate in this blood drinking before, and that's why that's one of the reasons they do it, is because they get this chemical that makes them feel high.
Right. It was a few years ago that Al Gore got busted with a suitcase of blood at a airport.
Oh, really?
And then he claimed he had some blood disease or something is why he had it. But no, it isn't.
Oh, my God.
It's because they're addicted to this blood and they need it. And so all the babies and children they have to kill to get this blood, it's just ridiculous, horrible. And this is going on in so many countries. But
did you see the video of Joe Biden whispering to that 13-year-old girl?
Oh, yeah. Tell about that one, and then I got a better one to tell.
There's a video. It shocked me, honestly. I mean, you think this stuff is people say, oh, this is just fake news. Well, here's a video. You can find it on YouTube of Joe Biden whispering, "You have no idea how horny I am," to this 13-year-old girl who's taking a picture with him with her family.
Girl.
And he goes on and on, and the mother is standing right there. She can hear everything, and she kind of, ignores it and then kind of tries to, cut it off after a while. But he's telling her about, ask my daughter Ashley about this movie, blah, blah, blah. And then I found another thing on him on Twitter. It's a screenshot of his Twitter account where he had given Barack Obama this bracelet, a little hand-braided joke-looking bracelet, and it had their names on it. It said, Joe and Barack, and then next to it is this little pizza bead, a slice of pizza.
Right. Well, go on my Facebook page today, people. Go on my Facebook page and see the latest one I found on Joe Biden. He is actually feeling up the breast of this probably 10-year-old girl, 9 or 10 or something, and molesting her in public with the cameras on. These are places where he's supposed to be welcoming new members to Congress and things and their families. She moved away from him, trying to get away. I mean, it is so obvious. It just makes you sick. And the mothers are right there. And I was so mad when I seen this. I said, what in the hell is wrong with these parents?
I don't know. They must be involved or they would stop it.
Well, yeah, but they all are. And see, this is what happened. Okay, in the Franklin scandal, they kidnapped these kids. And they auctioned a lot of them off, and then they flew them to Washington to the Bush White House and for orgies, and then they'd fly them to Washington for other orgies, and this is how they trap these congressmen and stuff. Barney Frank was running a prostitution ring out of his apartment there in New York or Massachusetts or wherever the heck he lives. And they invite people over. Well, early on, they have the congressmen and stuff. They just have parties where they have, you know, hookers and drinks and stuff like this. But then later, they drug the congressmen, and then they bring in the children, and then they get them to have sex with these children and film them, and then they're blackmailed for life. And this is what Epstein was doing down there, too, down in St. Thomas on Orgy Island. The people would come and have sex, and that Ghislaine Maxwell had cameras set up, and she would film all these. So all these politicians and all the people, like in little Jeffrey Epstein's little black book, you can read everybody that has been partying with him over the years. He's got tapes on all of them having sex with children. I mean,
and
that's
why
they let
him. Have you seen the pictures of that temple on his island? It's like a almost like an Egyptian mystery religion temple, like a satanic temple on the other side of the island.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of that. What did it say about that?
Well, just basically, I mean, what the hell are they doing with a satanic temple there on this orgy island? Obviously, you know what they're doing there. They're having their satanic rituals there.
Right, right. They figured that they were shipping kids from Haiti to that island. But I don't know, you know, if
God, I'm sure they're shipping them from everywhere. I've heard of people that had their children taken by CPS and then, you know, the next thing you know, their kid has been adopted without any court hearing or anything, and the next thing you know, their kid is just gone, and, like, no one knows or will tell them anything.
Right, and then that's become a big scandal. And I think it was a former senator from, I won't remember what, but she had put out a report on this about the child trafficking and the human services and social services being involved. And her and her husband were just murdered. I think it was Friday. Well, they said it was a. It's always like this. It was
a suicide,
a murder suicide. Always, yeah. You know, people are always committing suicide. Just like all the holistic doctors, you know.
Well, somebody tried to say Monica Peterson committed suicide too. So obviously,
right.
I mean, when you get found with your body like floating in a river and you've committed suicide by shooting yourself in the back of your head or in your back, then that's pretty obviously like a sign that they were taken out by Clinton's hitman or something.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and if you find out where these pedophile networks are going full blast, in all the towns and stuff, the policemen know about it and are in on it and participating in it. So if you go to the police with some report like this and stuff, it's going to get ignored or you're going to end up dead.
Oh, my God, that makes a lot of sense. There's a person in my neighborhood that had a child almost kidnapped, like, right in front of her house, and our police department was not able to solve this, even though, like, there was someone that witnessed it. They saw the van or the truck or whatever it was, and we have, like, a wide number of, like, registered sex offenders in our town that you could probably just, like, go drive down there and say, does this person have a brown van, and find out, but never get solved.
No, no. And, you know, and I've talked to people involved in this, and, yeah, they go up and they have other kids go and tempt these kids to come by them, like in shopping malls or something. They're right with their parents and everything. And they're so quick, they just grab these kids and take them, and they'll have a car or whatever ready, and they just throw them in, and off they go.
Yeah, I heard of one lady in Los Angeles. She was walking, holding her son's hand. The child was like 3, and this van drove up. They opened the side door, reached out, grabbed the kid, threw the kid in the van, and drove off. And there was like no time for her to do anything about it. She couldn't catch them.
Sure. And part of this satanic ritual bit, part of it is kidnapping these kids yourself. Okay? So now we're down to the point where it's coming out in the Pizzagate mess that the Podesta brothers were over in Portugal when that little Madeleine McCain was kidnapped. And the pictures of them, and I've posted all this on my Facebook page for anybody who wants to go look at all this, it's them. And then there's another picture that looks just like Anthony Weiner, too.
Yeah.
And they were staying at, Sigmund Freud's grandson, who's a pedophile from England. And he had a cottage there or something. And so he was gone, and they were staying there, and it was only a third of a mile away from where Madeleine McCain was kidnapped. So
God,
the
all this
investigators
stuff is just so scary. Like, I mean, you never know what's going to happen to your own kids. It makes me really scared for my kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen to your own kids, but if you try doing anything about it, you know, you'll be murdered or they'll be murdered. But, you know, this is breaking in so many countries. I mean, I know that they've never seen a scandal like this in the U.S. before. I mean, it's been going on in Britain and in Australia and everything that they've been revealing, you know, the pedophile rings and the prime ministers involved, and in Australia, too, and in the Catholic Church. You know, all the pedophilia and stuff, and that's been being exposed. But they've never seen anything like this, like in the U.S. before. And I've got to tell you that them people around the world, leaders around the world, are worried right now. Because we're not letting this go this time.
I see people, like, defend this stuff as though either, A, it's fake, or oh, well, it's just pedophilia. Like, I don't need to be worried about that. There's pedophiles everywhere. But, like, I made the point earlier today, I mean, people don't seem to be getting that mad about this, and I don't really understand why they're ignoring it. But you're talking about kidnapping a child, removing them from their home forever. The parents basically think their kid is dead. You take this kid into this network, and you abuse them for God knows how many years, and then more than likely your kid is going to end up tortured in some satanic ritual and then possibly even murdered.
Absolutely. When they're done with them, that's what happens to them. You know, but when they take these kids, like, they plan them from this young, like I'm saying, and now, you know, when people say that I was trying to elect Trump, that is so far from the truth. I posted every video and article about him, you know, as I did about Hillary. You know, neither one of these pedophiles that I want in that White House. But what they do is, like this one kid, this Paul Bonacci, he talks about how they had it planned for him. They got him real young and kidnapped him. And then he participated, you know, he went to the White House. He went to Bohemian Grove a number of times out there where all the pedophiles go. And this is not Democrat or Republican. It is both parties that are in on
Definitely.
This. And all the CEOs and all the people involved in our agencies, our government agencies. And these perverts go to Bohemian Grove every year for 2 weeks in the summer. And that's all they do. It's just one big pedophile party. And that's what goes on out there. And all the politicians go. And, you know, and you can look online and you can find lists of everybody that goes. I mean, they used to be able to keep this hidden, but you can't anymore, you know. And it's just outrageous, but this has been going on for so long. But this Paul Bonacci, he says what they planned with him. They had him when he was little, and they had him prostituting him out and going to Bohemian Grove and all these places for everybody to rape him. But they planned on him then going into the military, just doing a short stint so he'd build up a military career. Then he'd come out, and then they would make him ambassador to go to other countries. You know, and this is the government, the highest up in the government would have to do this. And then when he got out, they would make him an elected official. And that would be his qualifications, you know, that he belongs to. So they're getting him from the start, putting him in that young. And this was back in the 80s that they had him. So this has been going on all this time. Right now in Washington, I'd say at least 95% of Congress are involved in this. And that's,
you know,
why they're not speaking
out. It's kind of crazy, but the way that Hillary Clinton was behaving, like, this election, and the way she acts so psychotic and she'll go off in these seizures, like, I've actually wondered if they did something to her, like, Manchurian candidate style, where she's like unable to control herself because she'll just randomly like break down in seizures or collapse, and it seems almost like she's just
right.
being used
programmed.
Or something. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And these people eat, they're cannibals. They eat these kids they kill and these babies.
Oh, yeah. Tony Podesta's statue is an exact replica of a picture of, this is a statue, like a golden bronze, whatever statue hanging in his ceiling, like of his living room. And everyone that goes to these Washington parties sees it first thing when they walk in this house. It looks exactly like a decapitated Jeffrey Dahmer victim in a photo. Like, you compare them side by side. It's got the arched back and the legs folded under and the arms all the way back. So it's like someone that's being tortured and then they get decapitated. And he's got this hanging from his living room ceiling.
Right. And what about the artwork in Tony Podesta's home?
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's paintings and screen caps you can see all online if you Google Pizzagate, of paintings of little children being tortured, like little children hanging from straps in a bathroom, like lots of little children lined up with their rear ends facing the person looking at the painting, like pictures of, there's also like an artist that's a satanic ritual abuse victim. They collect this art, and it's images of little children, like tiny babies being raped with a lot of people standing around them in a pentagram shape.
Right.
It's very upsetting. But if you don't look at it, you might just think this is all fake. But once you look at this stuff, it's like, okay, I know this is not fake. This is all real.
I know, and it is so real. And the thing is that people, I think it's so repulsive that people can't look at it. And so being they can't look at it, they just ignore it and go about their business. And, you know, I mean, I've been posting all of this on my Facebook page. Well, that's how I spend my Facebook page, posting stories and videos and things of what the mainstream media is blocking or distorting. You know, that's all I do on Facebook.
Well, I think it's partially because they idolize Hillary Clinton so much that they don't want it to be true, because I've got friends that, you know, didn't want to vote for her in the first place. They're totally into this story. They wanted to vote for Jill Stein or Gary Johnson or something. But the people that really wanted to vote for her or that did vote for her, that love her so much, they do idolize her. They will not look at this, and they'll just dismiss it immediately as though it's fake. But you can't do that. I mean, these people are evil. They're corrupt. They're getting away with murders. They're getting away with child abuse. They're getting away with child murders. They're getting away with kidnapping. They're getting away with a lot of other stuff.
Right. And you know, and I have to admit, you know, I mean, I've only been an investigative journalist since 2003. And I wasn't into politics that much as far as really investigating politicians and everything. But I backed the Clintons when he was in office, even through the Monica scandal and stuff, which now I believe they just put out there just to distract us from everything else the government was doing that they didn't want us to see. And the Republicans played along with it and made that big charade in Congress, you know, trying to impeach him and all that. It was just to distract us from everything the government has been doing. You know,
yeah, and I used to be a Democrat. I'm not anymore, but I'm an independent, and I also liked Bill Clinton back in the 90s and supported him. And I was really mad when George Bush won in 2000, or when he stole the election. So this isn't really a partisan topic. This is just, like, something that every person needs to know about.
And even back when the Franklin scandal was going on, I was busy in my life and everything, and I don't remember paying any attention to it. Of course, back then, there wasn't the Internet. See, this is what screwed Washington and the world. They put up this Internet to screw us over, you know, so they could track us and track our every move and all this kind of stuff. But it's backfiring on them, because now we know how to use it and everything, and we can get to anything now on the Internet. You know, I mean, people say, oh, where'd you get that off the Internet? Well, people that don't understand the Internet are just stupid to say something like that. I mean, on the Internet, like when I was writing about Obama, I got a lot of my information from going into government records in Illinois, into, you know, Illinois Senate hearings and all this kind of stuff on Obama, and things going right into their Senate meetings and getting the transcripts and stuff. I mean, the things that you can
in the MK Ultra program, you can get on the Congress website, like all these things that people think are like tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. You look them up, 95% of the time the link is directly from the Library of Congress.
Right. And this stuff has been going on forever. I mean, my God, I had Fiona Barnett on the show a few weeks ago, and she's from Australia, and she was an MKUltra victim, and from early on. And she talks about how she was flown all over the globe to different world leaders, two prime ministers in Canada. And in here it was Nixon. She was flown to, and he raped her when she's 5 years old. And it's so bad that a medical doctor had to do stitches and repair her. He was so brutal to her. And they flew her out to Bohemian Grove, into Disneyland, where she had sex with Reverend Billy Graham. And at Disneyland, Ted Turner. I mean, these are all the people involved in this satanic pedophile network.
Oh, yeah. And some of these people that are Satanists that they pose as Christian leaders or whatever, like my mom does not believe me if I tell her Billy Graham is a Satanist and he's in the Freemasons, he's whatever degree of Freemasonry. But, I mean, that's one of the ways that they get away with it. Just like you said, they're too afraid to look at this because it's too horrible. That's one way. Another way is if they hide behind virtue or supposed virtue.
Oh, right. Right. And it's always talked about, you know, with the Vatican, with the Catholics, the pedophile scandal and them raping and murdering kids and stuff. But it goes on in all the religions. It's not just the Catholics. The Catholics, it is that they have, you know, they have staff and dioceses and churches and stuff in so many different countries. That's why it comes out the most about them. But all these other religions, it's the same thing. It's going on in those religions too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, all of them, you know, like because I talk to, you know, the MKUltra victims, and they tell me that, yeah, it's all of them. You know, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witness, the Scientologists, they're all involved in this.
Was this person you had on your show the one that was writing about the Australian pedophile ring?
Right, right.
Is that the one? Because that's where I first started following you on the story, when you were writing about that, and that you posted something about the father of Nicole Kidman, and that's kind of what got me interested in that. But he either like killed himself or someone had him killed.
Well, no, yeah, because she had reported him. Fiona had reported him, went to the police and reported him, and then all of a sudden, I forget how he died shortly thereafter, so she didn't.
I thought they said he killed himself, but you never know if that's real. I mean,
yeah, right. But Nicole Kidman,
did you read this one yet on air about the handkerchief and the WikiLeaks? Because
awful.
I feel like people will not believe this unless they go to WikiLeaks and they type in these code words.
Yeah,
leave a handkerchief? And it says, "Hi, John, the realtor found a handkerchief. I think it has a map that seems pizza-related. Is it yours? They can send it if you want. I know you're busy, so feel free not to respond if it's not yours or you don't want it." And then they sign it Susaner. So this is like Susan Sandler. You left something at the field house. And so they're like, the next email down in the same thread, "Susan and Herb, I just came back from checking the field house, and I have a square cloth handkerchief, white with black, that was left on the kitchen island." And so they're doing these code words for little virgin sex, and the pizza is like the little girl, I believe. Where did my pizza code go? See, I can't remember these pizza codes because I'm not a pedophile, but I think the pizza is little girl, isn't it, or something?
Pizza is girl, and hot dog is boy, and cheesy pizza is a little girl, and then there's one for little boys.
Yeah, so they're talking about this handkerchief map, like their semen handkerchief that they, I guess they keep it underneath their victim to collect their semen, so that I don't know why they want to put it in their blood soup at spirit cooking parties, or if they just like to hang them up and smell them, or what the fuck, what the hell they're doing.
I don't have any idea. But, you know, all the pedophiles that are that were involved in the Franklin scandal, half of them are sitting in Washington yet today in Congress. Or like when... you know, Jeb Bush comes out and runs for president. And at the time, and then Hillary and Trump. So we got three pedophiles, known pedophiles, on the ticket for president in this country.
Yeah, I mean, WikiLeaks has all this stuff on Podesta and Clinton, and that's obviously what's being released. I don't know for sure that... I'm not saying that I like would defend him if he was. I haven't seen anything on Donald Trump other than the rape accusations, but
this is
all so much evidence of this scandal that nobody seems to want to move forward with.
Jeffrey Epstein had like 14 numbers for Trump too, just like he had 20-some for Clinton. You know, you don't need that many numbers for somebody if you aren't in touch with them a lot.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
And that girl that filed that lawsuit against him and Epstein, both of them raping her when she was 13 and she was a virgin at the time, she dropped that just days before the election. But she was threatened with her life and her family's life. And so this is what happens most of the time. You know, that's even when the Epstein scandal, came out. I mean, that got reported pretty widely and stuff. But nothing ever got done about it. And look at, you know, who was all in on getting him off was President Bush at the time in the White House, Jeb Bush in Florida, Ken Starr, who was on Clinton's impeachment trial, for Christ's sake, getting this pedophile off. You know,
man.
And then in the meantime, Ken Starr gets fired from his job at his university because he didn't investigate the sexual abuse going on there.
Well, I just don't understand why these pedophiles, even when they get convicted, like Jeffrey Epstein, he only got convicted on like one charge of having a 13-year-old girl give him a massage or something. I don't know. But
they
spend very little time in jail.
By mistake, because those policemen in Florida had the goods on him, just like supposedly they have it on the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation up there in New York.
But these people don't belong back out after 2 years in prison or 5 years in prison.
It was only, I think he only sat in there 11 months, and even then he only was there like 6 hours a day, and he had like a palace in there, and he could leave and go flying off to his island even during the day.
I mean, when I worked in criminal defense for an attorney, we had a client that was charged with failure to register, and I had to meet this guy at the courthouse to take his payment for my bus, and he was, like, obvious pedophile, creepy, like, and he was even, like, standing close to me and giving me the creeps and, like, breathing heavily and had the pedophile mustache. And this guy was out, and he had actually raped repeatedly a little 18-month-old toddler. And they let these guys
out. How do you even do that? How can you even do that?
Brutalize them. I mean, that's what they do.
Well, and, you know, all these MKUltra people in Hollywood, you know, they're all involved in this. I mean, I don't know how many movie stars I have seen that are buddies with that spirit cooking woman.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Jay-Z and Beyonce and Lady Gaga and, like, pretty much everyone. And there was an audio tape of someone interviewing Lady Gaga asking her to give her opinion of Marina Abramovich, and she's like, oh, I was just thinking about her. I love her so much. And Lady Gaga is, like, telling people in public that she's too scared to sleep alone because she's worried that the demons are going to come and kill her because she knows she's got demonic possession going on with herself. And so she's also, like, willingly participating in these satanic rituals and best friends with these people.
Well, on my Facebook page, I posted a lot of different videos and of women, people that have been MKUltra slaves, you know, and what they've gone through and stuff. And this is the thing with me. It's not going to get any worse than this. This is the worst sexual scandal involving politicians that's ever hit the U.S. And if this goes covered up, we're done. I mean, our kids and everything are done. Like I was saying before, you know, that they've got social services and child protective services and the cops and everybody else involved, and you can't get anything done now if you have a kid and this happens to it. If they don't expose this and put an end to this, you know, forget, our kids are doomed. And
I think there's some people within the FBI that want to do something, but so far they've been completely stopped from doing it by, I guess, the Obama administration or Loretta Lynch or something. I don't know.
Oh,
but hopefully soon they'll do something about it. I mean, that's my hope because, like I said, I'm not sure about Donald Trump, and I know you believe he was, but he did say he was going to prosecute Hillary and that he's going to have a special prosecutor assigned, and I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
but
he has since said he isn't.
Yeah, I think that is, like, some sort of, like, I don't know why you would say that, but someone said that he's going to have his AG do it anyway, and he's just pretending like he doesn't want to do it just because he needs to get inaugurated and they're threatening his election and everything.
Well,
so who knows, but, like,
they
better
that,
do something.
You know, but right. I mean, if he doesn't investigate this, but the people that he's getting involved with, some of them are involved in this. I know they are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just insane. And like, well, I laugh, you know, when people talk about these hunting parties and stuff. Remember back when Cheney shot his friend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those were what, that was one of these hunting parties.
Okay.
Well, you can believe how they do. You know, get drunk and out there chasing little kids that they're going to murder and rape when they find them.
I don't know why I laugh. It's just so hard to even talk about it. It's just like the automatic reaction because it's so crazy sounding. But it's all
oh,
true.
Oh, right. Yeah, and I mean, this pedophile network is known. It is known everywhere. And if we don't shut it down this time, we're done. Our kids are done. And like you said, all these kids and stuff get taken away from their parents and everything, and it's purely for this, you know. And it's scary. All these charities all over the globe, they're set up for this so they can do child trafficking. And what comes in here, it's not just sex trafficking. They do, like, in the wars, these Satanists, look at this as sacrifices to Satan when they kill all these people. And this human trafficking, they're also doing the organ theft from all these people that are killed in wars and stuff. You know, and this is part of it, too, and the big money going to that. And the majority of them organs come to the United States. And then you think about people like, what was it, Rothschild, that just got his seventh heart transplant at 104 years old or whatever. Where are they getting these hearts?
Mm-hmm. And oh, there's another thing I should mention. There's a creepy video on YouTube of the Comet Pizza Parlor. They have this band there performing, and it's a man in a wig, and it's called Heavy Breathing. He's performing, and during this video, he talks about someone yells out he likes little boys, and then this guy starts laughing, and he says, I was that guy's manager, and we all have our preferences. That's what he says. And later on, he talks about, I guess he's doing the show as though he's a woman, you know, because he's dressed in drag, so he's joking. He says he has a surrogate deliver a baby for him, and this whole time he's worried she's going to go sell the baby for toilet paper because she's Russian and she's so poor, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, and after the baby was born, I had to euthanize that baby because it was so gross and it didn't have any hair. And then he starts laughing about a joke about euthanizing his own surrogate child. Like, these people think this stuff is funny. Like, they get off on joking about these evil things they're doing.
Right. And this ain't going to stop. I mean, if they get away with this now, they're going to feel so empowered that, oh, my God.
Well, I feel like they are going to get away with it. That's my fear, because they always get away with it. There was the Catholic scandal. There was the, what is it, University of
Countless
Pennsylvania
Catholic
or something.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there'll be like an occasional convict or something, but they're never like going into the entire thing to get the whole ring of people.
No, and the same thing with that Sardowski. He sets up a child charity thing. And the same thing, just using it for human trafficking, sex slaves. You know, and he's flying these minor children around the country to school, you know, other people. Oh, there's our song. well, it was very good having you on. I hope that we alerted some people about what's going on here, and hopefully that they will take a look at this. I mean, people that aren't interested in stopping our children from being murdered and raped, I don't have any compassion for them. So thank you, Amy.
Thank you,
Evelyn.
And
we'll talk to you soon. Okay. Well, everybody, I hope you learned a bit about Pizzagate and the pedophile scandal that's rocking the whole world. So we'll see you next week, and have a good week. Goodbye.